Yo. You want to text me? Hello?
Blog
you
Talk
guys
Radio.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. Welcome back. Monday. I'm here joined, as always, with my brother's Angry Fan, the Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yo, what's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D.R.E., a.k.a. Who Raised You, Who Niggas. Popping, my brothers.
Well, it's good, man. We got a lot of battles dropped. Let's get right into it, man. Let's talk about T-Top and Automatic Ray that dropped on Spit That Heat. Shout out to Spit That Heat. What you guys think of that battle?
Monster, man. T-Top, man. Yo, Automatic Ray did good, too. Don't get it fucked up. You know what my problem with Automatic is? I'm going to say it. Fuck it. I'm going to say the shit. This is what my problem with him is that he's actually losing battles. All right, he just lost to Cortez, in my opinion.
Yep.
Right. Now T-Top. And the problem is he has Danger Zone. You know what I'm saying? On April,
right.
What was it? April 20th, right? He might want to win a battle
yep.
because he's supposed to be a main face of Spit That Heat. So I'm actually starting to get worried now about him.
Mm.
But I did have him beating PC, in my opinion. But even that, some niggas have PC winning that. I have him winning, though. But
mm-hmm.
once you start losing 3-4 in a row, I mean, flags
yeah.
start coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll talk.
What do you think, Dre?
I actually had T-Top winning the battle. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, clearly winning that shit. And I actually like his style, man. He got that real street element. You know what I'm saying? Him and Rosenberg Raw or him and Shotgun Shook, I would actually like to see that battle, them battle each other.
I got T-Top.
You got T-Top?
I got T-Top, man.
I ain't mad at you, Caps. I am not mad at you, bro. I think Automatic Race.
He hasn't lost a battle yet, yo. He's like 20-0, some shit like that.
Yo, he definitely got that street feel, though. I can't front, though. He got that
nice.
Real street
nice.
Element. Yeah, he got that street element. How you had it, Tim?
I had T-Top winning that battle. Shout out to Spit That Heat, though. Yo, Caps was right, man. Caps put me on personally to T-Top. And,
T-Top,
you didn't
put
me
on T-Top.
T-Top is nice, man. I mean, Automatic Ray had his shit, but T-Top clearly took that battle, man.
Too many
clearly.
Stumbles. He didn't feel like he was feeling
yeah.
He wasn't feeling his rhymes when he was spinning.
Nope.
T-Top
was,
feeling his shit.
You're right. It was like a lack of confidence. I mean,
yeah.
It was during the battle. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Do you think that, say both the battles that they bought and shit, right? And whatever, the first one goes first. You think that if the second nigga, like, obviously you know your bars. If you
right.
think that you know for a fact that your bars can't top it, you think that plays a factor in that shit?
Nah, Caps, nah. In some battles, I don't think this particular battle mattered. I just think T-Top, he set the tone, man. I mean, Automatic Ray set it off right, and then he just fumbled the ball, my nigga, at the fucking 10-yard line. And once T-Top clocked in, it was just like, bam, boom, punch in the face, kick in the face. It was just... He spit that street shit, though, son. I ain't going to front, man.
Yeah.
Nigga spit that street shit, man. Oh, body.
Yeah.
Front of, shout out to T-Top, man.
Yeah, that third round was crazy.
Woo,
That shit was crazy.
Church,
nah,
my nigga.
Right. Automatic Ray started off, too. They were spitting.
Yeah, they were spitting,
off,
man.
Great.
It was a good
yeah,
battle,
you know?
Yeah, it was a good battle.
It was a good battle, man.
Yeah.
It was a good battle. I can watch that again. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say that about a lot of you niggas, but whatever.
That's fire. Anyways. Now, let's go. We had Chilla Jones and Blackheart Adonis. That's too.
Yo.
What do you guys think?
Hey, yo, B. I'm going to tell you like this. I had Chilla Jones clearly winning round one, right?
Yeah.
When I heard Blackheart the Dodge round two, I didn't think Chilla Jones.
Talk
I didn't think Chilla Jones was going to pass that shit. The whole innocence and all that shit. I didn't think Taylor Jones was going to say some shit like that. Then this nigga came back flipping the whole... the
Blacks
off the roots. And then
yes,
the modern thing, yo, son. I can honestly say I like this Chilla Jones battle right here.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Not saying I like the other ones, but this one here, I like this one right here.
Right.
I can actually watch this a couple of times. They had mad bars.
They did. What do you think?
I thought it was a good battle. I thought it was a good battle to watch. I could watch it again. In fact, I watched it two times. Blackheart Adonis is nice, though, B. His second round, I thought it was actually dope. His third round was dope, too, but I got Chilla winning it 2-1. You know what I mean? But it's a good battle, man. It's actually a good battle.
What round you gave?
I agree.
What's up, Caps?
What rounds, Caps? I gave Chilla round one. I gave Black Heart Adonis part one, round two. And I gave Chilla round three.
You gave Black Heart round two?
Yeah, son.
Yo, that's I wanted to, my nigga. Chilla was doing too much round two, man. For me, he was just doing too much. And I thought that Black Heart was gonna win the second round when I really heard this nigga shit, B. But then I just kept hearing Chilla just keep going and going, and I was like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got the second round. For me, he got the second round. I had it Chilla doing 3-0.
3-0, okay.
It's a good-ass battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yo.
Good, and a bar fest, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Chilla calling out Newborn, though? Is that something you guys want to see?
You know what it is that Chilla and Newborn, they're it's two different type of bars, it seems.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Chilla Jones is more the scheming with the bars, whereas Newborn ain't going to be on no shit like that. He's going to be trying to punch and revamp and do other shit with his bars. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a bar fest, but two different kind of bars. It'll be interesting to watch.
Mm. I'd like to see that battle.
You like to see that battle? Who you got winning, Timbo?
This one or
Chilla Newborn.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go with Chilla, man. I think Chilla will win 2-1.
2-1?
I think
Chilla will win. Who's doing Newborn like that, huh? Nobody. Newborn get any love out here in the streets, man?
You got to understand something. Hold up, though. But you got to understand something, my nigga. That's not our fault.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You can't even. Come on, my nigga. You already know that. You can't even. I mean, how many times we going to get this nigga passes on choking, my nigga? Like, so we try.
Man.
We try. I be trying, my nigga. And then he chokes again. So it's just like, hey, and matches like this where a choking can definitely change the whole battle, man. I mean, he got to show me he can go 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me ask you a question.
He's done it once or twice recently, and then he started choking again.
If he gives you rounds he had against Super Rider and rounds he had against my man Skull, does he stand a chance against him?
You had Newborn being Skull.
Now I ask Skull win, but Newborn has some rounds in there though, son. Now I ask Skull win the battle, but actually,
man,
Newborn was bad in that battle.
I'm gonna sound so fucked up for saying this shit right here, man.
Newborn
should have lost the Skull.
He did lose the Skull, but you know
he should no. Newborn should not have lost the Skull. Let's keep it a stack here. That nigga should not have lost to no fucking Skull. Shout out to Skull. We ain't trying to play you, but your bars are not up there with Newborn's. And that's just that right there.
Is that the same thing?
There's no getting around that. The bars are not the same.
Is that the same thing we could say about 100 Bullets and JC, right?
100 Bullets.
He had no reason being JC, son. Now, that's just
no reason. No reason at all.
Come on, JC.
That's why I was just... you know what it is about 100 Bullets, man? I don't even know what the fuck it is. I just don't like his style. I don't know what it is, man. I mean,
Timbo was just texting me about the same shit, yo.
Yeah, I mean,
the nigga is punching. Agree,
he's punching, don't get me wrong, but it's just, like, it's just not hitting me like everybody else. It's just not, it really isn't. Matter of fact, his battle drops next versus Heartless on Syndicate Cartel.
Who's battling Heartless next?
100 Bullets just battled Heartless.
Man. I got Heartless.
On the same car with Shawnee and Bonnie.
Oh, word? Yeah, I got
Heartless. That battle dropping this week, I think.
Yeah,
I actually like Heartless, you know that?
Huh?
I actually like Heartless.
Yeah. Hmm. I fuck with Heartless.
Timbo, you want to tell him what you told me about 100 Bullets, though?
Come on, man. Why are you going to put me...
I'm just saying.
I can't get into Bullets, man. Nothing hits. It just doesn't... it just doesn't come off right to me, man. I'm not a... I can't fuck with Bullets. I think Pro won that battle clearly. He came at Bonnie. He won that battle.
Ooh,
clearly,
yes, he did. J-Pro, damn. Ooh. He came about so
hard. Where do you guys rank 100 Bullets in King of the Dot? Is he one of the top elite?
No, not to me.
Man,
I know he's been there for a while, but he ain't on Pat Sayre's level. Hell no, he ain't on Password's level.
No.
He's not even on motherfucking Arcane's level.
Is he a mid-tier on King of the Dot? Not in battle rap, period. Is he a mid-tier on King of the Dot? Okay.
Yes.
That's
what
I would rank him. Mid-tier. With mid-tier King of the Dot. That's at best.
What you say?
Mid-tier on King of the Dot.
Wow.
Mid-tier? I want to know how he got here.
Yeah.
No, let me stop, man. I just can't get in the dude, man. There's some battle rappers that we're not hating on nobody, but let's just keep it funky. Some niggas, they just don't give you that feel, man. They just, you know what I'm saying?
Honor Bush is one of them. Fuck it. It is what it is, man. I mean, what is it? The performance? What is it?
Yeah. It is performance.
Nothing hits, yo. Yeah, his performance is not good at all.
Like my man Phil Ford said on Twitter, bullets whoop JC. Yes, Phil, absolutely right. Bullets beat JC. We're still shocked on that, my nigga. Let's be real. Phil, you got to be shocked on that, too.
Come on, JC. JC, man. How the fuck?
He beat him, yes. But was it more so JC bought it and he outbarred this nigga to death, or did JC not come with it?
I think JC didn't come with it, but that's JC's fault.
Yeah. I mean, JC lost clearly. I said 100 bullets 3-0'd him. But
no. I'm just saying that's on JC. He didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? He came to play basketball. He ain't show. He played no game. He ain't play no defense. Mm-hmm. Nothing. He ain't try to score. It was just like you let 100 bullets, my nigga. I don't want to do this, man. I don't want to beat up on a nigga. I really don't, man. Well, we just keeping the fucking Angry Fans Radio. That's what we do, man. Like he don't do it for me, son. But he did beat JC, Phil. I see you out there, my nigga. Yeah, he beat Phil, man. Yeah, he beat Jay. I mean, it is what it is. I don't think they battle again. They battled 10 times. I think JC beat him 10 more times. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know. I guarantee you JC got to be like, damn, nigga, what the fuck was I doing here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He watched that shit again and was like, all right, let me stop bullshitting. Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
but you know what was crazy about that, too? Is that don't get it fucked up. This nigga 100 Bullets was dropping blogs and shit saying JC was scared of him anyway.
Yeah, he did drop blogs, He did drop blogs.
So,
I didn't believe the blogs,
like,
but you're
like
right.
Like, on real shit, 100 Bullets wanted to beat this nigga. So I'm not I'm not trying to take the win from him. I don't know. I don't know, my nigga.
Well, you know what? You know what Bullet said? Bullet said at the end of the battle, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he was like, give me a top tier and then I'll think about writing. I was like, man,
who said that?
Just lost. Bullet.
100 Bullet said what?
He said, all right, when you guys give me some real competition, maybe I'll write for a battle. I was like, man, but you just lost to J Pro. Like,
hold on,
Bullet, he said what? Give him some competition and he'll think about writing.
Yes.
Well, is he even top 3 over there in Canada?
I just want to ask the question. You and Timbo, Caps.
Oh,
don't you gotta be? Don't you gotta be dope to get competition though?
I don't think you have to earn that shit. I mean,
yeah, you gotta earn that, homie. That's
you
not
gotta earn that. Yep.
We just ain't gonna throw you in the top division.
You'll think about writing. Whoa. What do you mean you'll think about? Man, this is why battle rap is fucked up.
Don't get me started.
These niggas, I'll think about writing when I get a name that I feel I want. Like, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
I don't know what's about though, man.
And you're not bodying niggas where you at already. I don't know. Whatever, man. Don't get me started.
Uh-oh.
It is what it is.
Well,
let me ask y'all a question about the guy we got coming on the show tonight, Mr. Charlie Clips.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Where do you brothers rank him right now?
Charlie Clips?
Yeah.
Currently, right now, I think you got to put him in top 3.
Top 3?
I think he's in top 3 right now.
I was more or less thinking 1, to be honest with you. I'm going to be real with you. I don't even think this nigga's going 100%.
I'm mad at that, though. And I'm going to tell Charlie that, too. I am mad at that. Cause I
but
do
you know what, though, my nigga? He's beating these niggas at, like, 75%.
I just think, Charlie, I got to get on you about that. I agree with you, Caps. You're absolutely right. He is.
Okay.
Wait, so what you got? You don't think he's one? Who you got number one?
Who, me? I got Clips. You know Clips, one of my dudes, man. I fuck with Clips hard body. He's in my top five. He's definitely in my top five, top three. You know what I'm saying? The thing with Clips, which, and you guys just hit it on the head for me, as a battle rap fanatic here, I just don't like the fact he goes 75%. Yes, I know he wins his battles, but to go 75%, this is what your movement started with, Cass. This is why you've been blogging like this, shit like that. Like, it's salty. That's why me and you gravitated from the rip, because I seen that, yo, you ain't feeling that shit. And I'm a nigga just like a twin. Like, I ain't feeling that shit either. Like, I want to see niggas go hard. You know what I'm saying? I understand shit go behind the scenes that we don't know about. There's mad shit that probably go behind the scenes that money-wise, contracts, verbal disagreements and type shit that we don't know as battle rap fans. But I'll be wanting niggas to go 100% all the time, man. I ain't front on that.
I agree.
100%. You know what I'm saying? But what does that say about the other battle rappers? If this nigga's only going 75%, he's winning.
And he's still winning.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly.
You niggas pump faking out here, man.
But you know what? That let me ask you a question. That's gonna be the nigga's whole. That's gonna be his whole excuse. Is that? I mean, why he gonna say, "Why I go 100%? They can't beat me at 75%." That's what you gonna say,
right?
Mm-hmm. At the end, and in reality, like even niggas who say certain battles are debatable, you can see his niggas not going 100%. That's why he got it right. Like fuck that shit.
I don't know, man. I want niggas to go hard, man.
I want him to go, but if he go hard, ain't nobody gonna beat this nigga.
True.
Mm.
Nobody going to beat him if he go 100%.
So do you think if he battle Hollow, he will go 100%?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so. Hell yeah. I think Clips will be – Clips will have to be in a lab, no shaving for like a month, and have to write – have to go write in some crazy shit. I really believe that shit. Him and Hollow – but Hollow too, though. Hollow have to go hard too. This is Charlie Clips he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we'll never see none of that – Psych, I lied. That won't be happening against Hollow. He's going to come. He's gonna have to come 100%. And he knows that shit.
Man,
him against Rex, the same shit. He'll have to come correct against Rex. It'd be the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lux, he knows. Everybody knows you go against Lux. You have to come 100%. That's not even... That's not saying much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, Lux does have two battles out now. Before it was just one. That is kind of true.
You know? You know what I don't know? Everybody who's battling now, they starting off their rhymes sounding like Lux and shit. If you notice that, that just
true.
Shows me that nigga left a blueprint, man. If he's, I mean, let's be real. From 2 years ago in 2012 when he had You Gonna Get This Work and King and Beloved and all this, niggas really, I mean... I'm listening to niggas. I'm like, yo, Lux is really taking the game, even though he has a little bit of battles on cam. Really taking the game and fucking suplex this shit, man, where niggas fuck with him hard body. You know what I'm saying? I don't personally, but I know niggas do fuck with him hard body and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's true.
He's done a lot for the game.
Word. I just wish he battled more, man.
Pretty much, I'm not. This is whack because all these battles that we know they got, we can't see them. You know what I'm saying?
That's the shit I can't stand, son.
Oh my
god! Shit.
Hey, yo, there's a nigga in my Facebook group, Hassan. This motherfucker just said 100 bullets is better than past day. I'm about to delete this nigga.
Oh hell no!
Whoa,
my dude, I dare you call this radio station up and tell us that right now. We want to holler at you. That call up here and explain yourself, my nigga. You on trial?
I'm about to delete that nigga, son.
You need to get on trial.
Man.
That nigga's talking crazy.
Better than that.
What's wrong with these niggas? I mean, come on, B. What? Come on, bro. Mm. Let's stop the tripping right now.
Hey, yo, hold on. I don't want to digress real quick. Hey, yo, I was watching Big K versus Illmatic again. Who you niggas had winning that battle, son?
Big K.
Yeah, I had Big K winning, my nigga. Now that I'm really watching it months later again, I think that Illmatic had he had a couple of spots that I didn't like, man.
His third round.
I think I'm gonna go back, yo. I'm gonna go back and watch this Lux and Hollow again, man, and really watch this shit again.
Man, I watch that shit once a week, my nigga. I'm going to go watch. Yo, I don't think that that's – you think that Lux and Hollow is better than Verb and Hitman? No. I don't think so either.
Hell no.
Nah. Was that battle overhyped? I don't think so now that I – I don't think so because, to be honest, it was the best match on the card. And before that, I think you and I had discussions, Caps, where I was like, I don't think it's going to be the best match on the card for UW, and I was wrong. I thought Calico and
Yeah, Calico, come on, my nigga. For the type of money that them niggas made, my nigga, there's no way in hell they was not supposed to be the best matchup on that card. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that shit. They better have been the best matchup on the card. I think Verb and Hitman was better, man. I'd rather watch that.
Would it have been better if they didn't cut them off with time limits?
I mean, yeah, I don't even know why they had time limits.
That was a Hollow.
They shouldn't have even
had time limits, bro.
That was a Hollow. But let's be real, though. I want to, you know, you guys are just talking about this. I don't like battles that's actually, like a lot of times we thought the main event would have been the best match on the card. Sometimes it don't be the best match.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's up to the battlers at that point. Like I said, some fucking battles just look good on paper, man. Come to find out. You know what I'm saying?
Some
battles look real good
on
paper.
Full events, period,
right.
You're right.
Man. Talk to the people, Tim.
Man, let's get some callers in here. Let's go 908-340. You want? 908-340? Just listening? All right. Salute. We got 239-234. 239-234? Yo. Man. Hey, we got a full. Callers are full, by the way. So I'm going to be tweeting out. We're going to be tweeting out the live link to listen so everybody can listen in. Let's go. Go 773-600. 773-600.
Yo, what up?
What's going on, man?
What's good, bro?
Yo, I got 100 Bullets beating J Pro.
You got 100 Bullets beating J Pro?
Yeah, he took round one and round. He started cooking in that round three.
Round three, he was doing good round three. I'll give him round three, he was doing good.
And I think he slightly edged round one. And if I'm not mistaken, J Pro had a little slip up in round one.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you a question, Paula. How do you feel about 100 Bullets? What do you think about him?
I think if he step up his performance game, the bars are there. You know, JC got no slouch. JC, and I understand where 100 Bullets is coming from. You know, like you said, he went from JC to J Pro. I mean, how you go from 3-0 and JC? Now you battling J Pro.
I can agree with that.
I want to see the battle. Cause I'm hearing he got 3-0'd by Heartless. So I kind of want to see how this is going to work here.
So hold on. Let me get this right. After JC battle Heartless then, right?
Huh?
After JC, he battled Heartless?
Yeah, matter of fact, Heartless was the next battle after JC. And then,
so that's,
well, what battle was first, Heartless or P.O.? I don't know which battle was first. Either the Hawks or the P-Roll battle. I don't know which one was first.
Yeah.
I want to ask you fellas about this top tier versus PGs.
I know the
top tiers, you know, they kind of playing the PGs to the left or whatever. But I feel like the top tiers are actually messing up battle rap more than the PGs.
Talk about
you know?
It.
Yes, sir.
You know, ducking, you know, they don't want to give them the matchups. And they downplaying them, downgrading them. You know, they got fans thinking bad about them, like, you know, the
people
say nothing.
That's what I was gonna say right there. Caller, you hit that shit right on the motherfucking nail right there. What they're doing is they making a lot of fans not fuck with these niggas. They're the ones who's talking about the PGs. It ain't just, they're making it seem like it's the PGs just talking about them.
Yep.
Like, my nigga, they retaliated because y'all are shitting on them.
Yep.
And when y'all shit, let's not forget who the top 10 is, the niggas with the fan bases. So the fans are all going to listen to them anyway.
Yep.
Now right, all the fans are like, oh, these niggas are destroying battle rap. No, they're not destroying battle rap. Y'all niggas are listening to these top 10 niggas. That's what's going on right now. So now y'all are running with that shit.
I want to ask too. Hey, what do you think about it? Why? I mean, are they scared of the PGs? To me, they bringing too much politics in the game. You know, they're scared of the PGs. I don't know what it is. They don't want to lose the spot. But I see what they're doing, you know. They're downplaying the PGs. They try to make the fans feel like the PGs ain't nothing. I mean, the PGs got bars. A lot of them got performance. I like the PGs.
Me too.
You know, I feel like they putting on the best matches.
Right.
Yeah. That was all I wanted to say, man. Maybe y'all can get Clips input on that.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to talk about all that shit.
You know, playing down the PGs, to me, is kind of messing up battle rap.
Salute, Carl.
I already told y'all, man, Summer Madness 4 should be PGs against vets, man. Plain and simple. Straight like that.
It would be a PG versus vet. It would be a straight competition card. None of you niggas, like you gotta look at all the top 10 niggas are buddy-buddy. They all from the same era back in the day. They all made money to give a balance. So, of course, they got relationships. Y'all don't even fuck with these PG niggas. So, you have no reason to be going light with these niggas. These niggas want to kill you niggas. So, y'all, I have to go hard. I mean, I just don't understand it.
Hold on. All right, we got 952-594.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up? Who this?
This is Hassan, man.
Yeah, speak your piece before you get deleted, nigga. Now, what you talking about? What you talking about? You corrupting the group, nigga. Some 100 bullets is better than past day. Please answer this for me, Hassan.
Yo, man. That nigga's corny, man. I don't fuck with that shit, man. At all. That nigga's corny. I don't care how much those skinny white boys gas up that roided up motherfucker. He's trash, man.
Trash?
He's not trash. Come on, bro. He ain't trash.
He's only been good against Hollahan. All
what?
His other battles.
No. Against Arsenal? Against Matt Hoffa? Against Head Ice?
Disaster.
Yes.
What you mean? He's been doing good.
Even against Marv 1. He was terrible.
He did good. Look at his first round versus Marv 1. That was one of the most disrespectful rounds I ever heard in battle rap.
That's
awesome.
What he had.
Huh?
That's all he had was disrespect. Now, as far as 100 bullets, that nigga has bars, man. Check out his body.
He got bars. It's, I don't know.
My nigga, hold on a second. You can clearly say, caller, people have said that he's beating Head Ice, Mass Hoffa, and Arsenal. Like, there's debates going about him clearly beating these people. Like, do you know how good that is to have on your resume?
Well, first of all, you know, Math was on a losing streak.
Come on, my dude.
Don't do that, bro.
We ain't doing that, man. Come on, bro.
But I'm not going to even talk about that shit. Who gives a fuck about him beating some, you know, washed-up niggas?
Come on, man. Hoffa's washed up?
Yes, Hoffa.
Arsenal is washed up?
Arsenal's the worst. I mean, he's right now. He's coming back. He's starting to do something now. I gotta give him respect. He's starting to do better now. But
you gonna discredit Pat Stay because they didn't come with it? You feel? We can't do that on this show, my dude. You lost.
The shit wasn't high.
I gotta totally respectfully disagree, my brother. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I fucks with Pat Stay. I mean, I'm gonna keep it all the way live.
I'll be looking at his battles, wondering what the fuck the crowd is reacting to. The shit is not even good.
I think he's well balanced. I think he can talk that street shit. He's funny. He's witty. He's got a good balance, though. I think Past Day's not trash, my dude.
Talk that street shit. You think Past Day is street?
My dude, I don't believe nobody's street. I just want to hear you rhyme. How about that? I'm not going to go and pull niggas' files like, okay, you're gangster number one, you gangster number two. I want to hear how you put the motherfucking words together. Let's be real. Hip-hop battle rap is the same thing. Niggas ain't out here shooting burners right now.
Okay.
Boss.
Okay. So why are you giving credit for talking that street shit then?
Because he put it together. He put the words together well. Conceited is nice, but do you believe conceited? No.
Yeah, but Casita put the words together well. Hunter Bullets puts the words together well, but not
over Pat Stay.
Yes, better than Pat Stay. Listen to the fucking Roman numeral scheme that 100 Bullets used towards fucking Forage. That shit was insane. That was shit
wow.
was better than anything Pat Stay has ever spit in his whole fucking career. The league is a Scotty fan, but I'm keeping
I'm
it
just
real.
Saying, you said Math Howell for Arsenal and Head Ice are washed up. Wow, what part of the game is that, my dude?
Head Ice is a little bit different. Head Ice is a little – I still fuck with Head Ice a little bit. But Math
over Arsenal and Math?
No, he was – what?
Over Arsenal and Math Alpha?
I like Ice more than I like fucking Math
okay.
and Arsenal. I mean,
Pat
like,
Stays. Ooh, man.
But I don't fuck with that nigga. I don't know what you niggas see in him. I don't know what
you can't deny
what
Pat Stays done though. You can't deny what he's done, man. I mean, he won the chain for a reason. You know, he worked his way up.
I mean, but who was holding the chain?
What do you mean?
I mean,
he had
like
to go
this,
through some crazy.
Like
he had to
a
go
bunch
through
of fucking killers that were holding the chain.
Man,
was, I mean, he was fucked up by the time he got the chain.
Wow, my dude.
The only fella that was over there that had the chain.
Pat State washed up, bro?
No, I was talking about Disaster being washed up, bro. Pat State made his name off of washed up niggas, man, that went over there for a check. And we can act like Math was doing great. But after the Arsenal battle, he fell apart, man. He was taking
wow,
too many
nigga,
and he was not that nice. Arsenal's always been trapped. Well, I'm not going to say that. He's had his moments, but he was losing a whole lot of fucking battles. Why are we acting like this nigga was some type of killer just because he's been around for a long time? He was losing a lot of fucking battles.
Mm.
Is that not true?
You tell me, my nigga. I don't, you know what I'm saying? My nigga,
I'm
going to keep it real with you. My nigga, what's your name, Hassan?
Yes.
I'm going to keep it real with you. And it might not matter, but you were getting eaten alive on Twitter right now, my dude. Niggas want to throw tomatoes at you. They throwing rocks at you. So, I feel you, my brother. You're not supposed to. I feel you, man. But, wow.
I mean, Angry Fan can tell you, I keep it all the way funky. I don't give a fuck what niggas think in the Facebook group either.
Who's your top five, my nigga? Who's your top five?
I don't have one right now.
You have one right now? Okay.
Nah.
Okay. That shit is crazy.
Well,
all right, my nigga.
Yo,
salute on the call, my dude.
Salute, man.
All right, peace.
All right, man. Check your message real quick.
Oh, man, that shit is crazy.
R.I.P. to do his matches. Let's go, 718-865. 718-865, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's the deal, yo? What's going on?
What's poppin', homie?
Good.
Hey, shit, son, yo, son was wowing with that Pat Stay shit. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Son, Pat Stay, I don't even like when niggas is too funny in battles. I hate fucking, you know, I rep niggas like, you know, Hollow and
right.
You know, I'm a Queens nigga to the death, but I don't like that shit when Khan and them do it. Pat Stay do that shit effortlessly, and
right.
he does it like, it's seamless. Like, it's a super balance with that nigga. Like, he's natural because it's organic with his shit. Like,
right.
He's just a white, like, he's a white boy. He ain't nothing else but a funny white boy with bars. Like, a Canadian nigga for real. You got to respect what Pat Stay do. And like nigga said, he arguably beat, like, elite fucking dudes. Like, elite. Man, son is valid. But I figured out that, I called up because I figured out the Charlie Cliff shit. I figured it out. You know who fucking Charlie Cliff is, B?
Right.
That nigga's AI. He's dominating niggas off raw talent. He's not practice. He's not doing none of that. He's just naturally better at rapping than most of these niggas. And it's getting him over. I don't know if it's because his reputation precedes him and niggas falter under the big lights. I don't know if it's his freestyle ability. I don't know what it is. His the dope scheme here and there, but he's beating niggas just based on talent. Because like niggas said, he's not going hard. It's apparently clear. Clips don't go hard. He has fun with it. He enjoys it, and he seems to enjoy it. You don't really get the vibe he's doing it for the check, so that always make it seem a little doper when you don't think niggas is doing it just for the check. But he's
right.
just naturally better than niggas. This shit is crazy, man.
Right.
I don't know how he ain't get his ass hit yet. He chokes fucking 90% of his battles, and nobody's fucked him up. How the fuck did he get fucked up yet? What is he doing?
Right. Wow.
I don't know, man. That shit is kind of interesting, though, man. But you got to put that nigga in time. I denied giving him his props for a long time. But after fucking, after that Surf
right.
shit,
right.
like, now I mean, like, he, like, Surf was my favorite. Like, he fucked
right.
him up. Like, he fucked him up. Shit was crazy. I'll never forget. Shit was my birthday. I had to get drunk afterwards. I was sad. He fucked the nigga up.
Mm.
That shit is crazy, but you got it with Clips top three. His shit is undeniable, B. It's undeniable.
I agree with you there all day. You have to.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
You can't. Like, if you don't put him top three, like, based off track record and talent,
right.
I hate to say hating because, you know, that's what the bitches say. You hate, but you
yeah,
hate.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. You hate. Well, let me ask you a question. Hold on. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this shit. Let me ask you a question. We said Clips is top three, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm listening. Everybody has A-Verb on the Mount Rushmore. So, if he's top three, but he didn't do as much for Bell Rap as A-Verb, is that what we're saying?
You know what I think? I think a lot of people, because they don't want to make it a whole East Coast memorial, so they got to say they got to throw a cat from the Midwest or the South on there just to even it out. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably have, like, three niggas from the East Coast, and they, I guess a lot of fans feel, and a lot of brothers who from the Midwest, they feel Verb was the voice for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was the voice for the Midwest. So I think that's what I've learned since we've done the show. People have said that to us numerous times that, you know, they feel Verb. You know, yeah, we had Lux Mook and shit, but to the Midwest niggas, they have Verb. That was their Mook and Lux.
You know what I think is a big part of it, too? I know as a New York nigga, I'm still somewhat impressed when a country nigga or a Cali nigga is lyrical.
Right.
It still impresses me. Hence why, you know, Game super popped off, like when the T.I., when those country niggas
right.
are lyrical, I'm from the era where those niggas rap like, you know, like DJ Quick and them. They wasn't lyrical. So when
right.
these niggas came out of nowhere and they spit,
this nigga
like,
said
oh,
DJ
shit.
Quick.
That's why like, a nigga like Ill is such a dramatic fall off. Like, someone was spitting. And then just died. Like, he
Young
died Ill? On stage.
Young Ill
died. Yeah.
Yo, son, yo, Carla, on some G shit, yo, at one particular time, Young Ill was in my top five, my dude.
Easily.
He was.
Like, he put it together like he was a New York nigga with a country accent. Like,
word.
He was spitting. And then one day, it just, like, I don't know what went wrong, but it stopped. He died.
Shit went left.
It went left.
You know what I mean?
It went super fucking left.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but this battle rap, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Other than sports and porn, battle rap is the greatest entertainment on earth. I don't give a fuck.
You're ready. Yes, I agree. Hit it.
Word. I'll never get tired of this shit, B. Never. Even when it's boring, like, you can go watch. You can't go, like, you can't watch an old baseball game. Like, there's only a few things that you can, you know the outcome, and it's still entertaining. Like, that's
word,
like,
yo, you know what? That's some real shit right there, what you just said.
Mm.
Who really going to go back and watch a dumb old basketball game, like, and they already know what happened and shit. In battle rap, you can actually do that shit.
Like, yeah. You only want to see Jordan hit the game-winning shot. You don't want to watch the whole fucking game over.
Exactly. You're going to watch the whole
four quarters. You and Chilla again, beginning to end, and sit there like you don't know what the fuck they're going to say next. That shit is incredible. That's why anytime a nigga like JC and them have a bullshit battle, shame on them, B. Shame on them. I told niggas the other day in the group, I'm going to start going to these events, and when niggas don't come prepared, if I see you at the bar or Kiki laughing, I'm not going to drink out the fucking hand. Because it's disrespectful. I paid my 16-month buck or whatever to get in here for you to entertain me, because I'm a fan of you. So if you want to take it light, that means you're like, fuck this nigga money. All right, cool. Buy another drink now. Fuck out of here. These niggas got to come prepared. I'm not taking no more smack in the league. I'm not taking no more. I have battles back to back. I'm not taking no more of my fucking cousins locked up. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
I keep telling you, I don't give a fuck. Niggas got real jobs, kids, whatever. Everybody got problems. Y'all one job is to go up there 3 minutes, three rounds, and fucking murder the nigga in front of you.
Right.
If you can't do it, don't accept the battle, get the bread back. Fuck, UPS is hiring, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Don't fuck up my night. You don't know what I had to do. I might have had an argument with my lady to come out tonight to see you fucking rap. And you gonna take your life? That's disrespectful,
yeah.
Me.
Want niggas to go hard and shit. Word, caller. Good look out on the caller, man. We appreciate
y'all,
my dude.
Y'all niggas be safe, B.
You already?
All right.
I just want to say something. I just hate liars, B. I hate liars, man. If it's one thing.
Shit.
I'm not talking about nobody. I just want to say I just hate liars. I hate people that lie. I just don't like.
You see that, right? You see the lies?
I just hate liars, man. Like, I really, like, yep. I guess I'm a grown man, my age and shit. Like, it is no reason to hate on the next man when they're making progress and to lie on a man. Those two things right there, when you do that, it just shows me a character, what kind of individual you are and shit. It's bad enough niggas be scared to go at other niggas when they come at their neck, so they go at other people and shit because they shook like that. You know what I'm saying? But the lies, man, just to make themselves look good and shit and man to pop their collar, that shit like burns my blood clot soul, man. Man, why just tie up to a fucking blood clot tree and stone me, man? Like,
clot.
For real, yo.
Nah,
yo,
it's
Jamaica
good.
Come out
it shows me on niggas' mind.
That's a female trait right there, my dude. That's what I thought, man. That's a female trait. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Tim, what's the next call, man?
Man, I want to say something really quick. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying what's being said right now.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Ill Will just 3-0'd Snow.
That's what somebody said. We don't know if it's true yet or not.
I'm just saying. I know. Who did you guys have winning this battle? Because it happened today.
Ill Will.
2-1. Okay.
2-1 and shit. I'll give Snow a round.
But I Ill Will winning that one. I'm not going to front.
You know what I mean?
Same here.
I'm not going to front.
We got to see the footage, though. After all you guys saying what happened with the Crown event, man, I'm taking footage now. I'm not taking nobody else's word for it.
I see Ill Will beating Snow.
Yeah,
no,
Snow
is nice. It's just that Ill Will performances. Speaking of Ill Will, we got Ill Will. We got Ill Will Wednesday, and we got Rum Nitty on Friday. Ill Will Wednesday, Rum Nitty on Friday. Y'all niggas fuck with us.
Right.
Yeah. You already know. All right, let's go next call. Let's go 618-622. 618-622.
Yo, what's good, family?
What's poppin'?
What's going on, man? Yo, what's happening, man? It's DMVP, bro. I'm out here in St. Louis, man. I'm from the DMV, bro.
Hello.
I'm out here in St. That's right, man. Hey, let me tell you something, man. When Verb was on here the other day and when Goods was on here the other day, you know, I didn't categorize them niggas as like swag rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Especially
to a certain degree. Yeah, most def. But I'm going to tell you something. You almost spit on, not to say that these dudes is lying or whatnot, but when they come at niggas like Danny Myers and say, you know, yo, these niggas dapping it up in the middle of a battle, you know, that shit wasn't no good. Now, you got to, you know, they talk about it wasn't no good when they was doing it, when they started out, you know. You got to go back and check the footage, man. You know, I went back and was looking at, Goods and J. Mills. Y'all
right,
remember that?
Yeah.
Them niggas in the studio doing whatever.
Right.
Such as so-and-so said, Bard, come back. Them niggas dapping each other up, pounds and hugs.
Yeah, J. Mills, too. J. Mills doing that was more than Goods, though. J. Mills is dapping like crazy. I feel
you
on that.
No doubt. But these, I mean, but... Like the one dude who made a lot of sense, the last brother that made the call, I mean, he made a whole bunch of good points on why they trying to hold these cats down. And like I be telling Caps all the time, man, the answers is what you started, man. Y'all started this whole movement or whatever. But, you know, when you look at – I know Three-Letter, man, you always into sports, man.
Right.
The playing field has become so level right now, you know what I'm saying, between the different levels of athletes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In pro sports, the same thing has happened to battle rap. You know what I mean? The same exact thing. You got these dudes that are mad nice. Nobody's going to deny that Danny Myers is nice. Nobody's going to cannot say that he don't put words together that make, you know, when you look at the other faces of battle rappers, And Caps, when you're going to have Rum Nitty on here, you know, they have one of the top five of all time battles between uh-huh. him and D-Miles. When you look at Disaster, you look at Spawn Face, Daylight in the background. these niggas is going. I'm just saying, they going bananas, B. You know what I mean? They are like in another world when they listening to what this dude is saying. So they're not going to deny him on sheer talent. So what they're going to do is say, you know, they ain't have it like us. It was right. a different era. It was this. It was that. The same thing the ball players say. It was a different era. It was this and that. But now the playing field is so level that dude has got to, you know, that's what, and how did boxing fix it? The way boxing fixed it, Ring Magazine got tired of everybody saying, okay, the WBC champion is this
champion,
and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah in each one of these leagues. So they came up with the pound-for-pound list. That's when they start talking. Who is the baddest dude, regardless of weight class? Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, Carla. Do you think is Danny Myers overhyped? Do you think that or no? What's your opinion on that?
You know what? I didn't thought about it. When I missed the last joint, the last call, man, I was sitting there, I was thinking about it the whole time. I went back and I said, you know what? I'm gonna go back and look at every battle, son. I'm gonna go back and look at every battle. I went back and looked. I'm gonna tell you right now. This is not overhyped, son. I'm putting it like this. If you take it back, Dre, if you take it back a while and you go back to, you remember when Cannabis first came out?
Yes, fire.
Dudes was like, what is this?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Dudes were like, what is this?
Word.
Exactly. That is the facial expression that you see in the crowd every time that dude rock. The joint against Riggs, you pick the battle. People's face does not lie, son. You know what I'm saying? You can watch it. You can watch Verb. You can watch whoever. You know what I'm saying? Other than watching maybe like Lux or, you know, or Hollow when they was getting it in during their last battle. When you look at dudes' faces, the expressions don't lie. So I think you're seeing a second coming of dudes, and they ain't gonna be able to duck him for long. I think the idea of Summer Madness coming up with like a PG's versus whatever. I mean, I get kind of tired of hearing PG's mid-tier, top-tier, whatever.
Right,
that's
yeah.
why I say, you know, you need like a bar-for-bar, pound-for-pound type rate ranking system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just put people up there. Like,
but let me ask you a question, Carla.
You talking about bully versus bully shit like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could. I would do that. I could say, like, you could say that those was like the belts. You got this type. You got a swag rapper. You got the bully rap. You got the head ices. You got the bully raps. You got the metaphor, like more Danny Myers rap. You know what I'm saying? You put all these up together, but then you have an overall, you know what I'm saying? Those would kind of represent the weight classes or the divisions, but then you have an overall top tier. Who is that nigga that's bringing it every night, cuz? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
yeah.
I mean, that's what needs to happen. If not, you don't put the people up against. You know, Clips is on a murdering spree right now, and it seemed like, I mean, y'all are recognized right now, but for the longest, dudes were just like, oh, it's just Clips, it's just this and that. But dude is on a murdering spree right now, and you can't say, like, who should he really go up against next, because, you know, we don't really have no, you know, it ain't really no crown or no fan total favorite.
I
want to
see him in Hollow, fam.
Oh, most def. I think that'll be a bonanza, you know what I'm saying? And Clips going to have to bring it, because Hollow going to bring it, but I think Clips get that easy right now. Your last caller kind of said it, man. He's like in the gym with these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not, you know, and what I think it is, and this is something that Danny Myers would have to, like, if he faced somebody like that, Clips does what everybody's doing. Like, Cortez and picked up on it. They're getting that charisma. What they're doing is they all are developing a rapport with the audience or the listener first. People,
right.
every one of their last, like, five or six battles, who they talk to first, you know, they like, yo, Brooklyn or we're in Detroit.
Right.
Detroit, we in here, you know. They set the rapport with them dudes first, and then they go at that nigga top, and it's a wrap after, you know, like after the second round, you like, there's no way that the dude going to win,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, Carla. Do you believe in the Meek Mill cliche when they say there's levels to this shit, where there's got to be top tier, mid tier, and low tier or not?
I mean,
is there levels
to
this shit or not?
No, I do agree with their levels. I mean, you do got your amateurs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got dudes that don't, that have no business being on the main stage. I get that. But they can't, you can't front and say they can't be on the undercard, you know what I mean? But there's some dudes that are prime for, they prime time all day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying? They are out there to entertain a multitude of fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're going to go across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what Clips has mastered right now. That dude went through – how many leagues he done went through and bodied dudes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And did it in dudes is, and, you know, and dudes in the crowd is like they cheering this dude. You know what I'm saying? He making it look too easy right now.
Word.
Yep.
Carter, good looking out, B. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, you know it's Angry Fan Movement all day. You know what I'm saying? Last but not least, Danny Myers for president.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I ain't touching that one.
Danny Myers for president.
I'm not touching that one.
He's making a lot of noise. Let's keep it real. He is. I just think in order for him to go to the next level, he has to battle for names.
Yeah,
niggas start getting more crazy. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, niggas are going to stay not battling nobody.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
That's the world we live in. That's the battle rap world we live in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the battle rap we live in, man.
Yo, salute to everybody who's listened to the Cypher and everything that was just released on Angry Fans Radio, YouTube. You know, all the compilation of all the 16s that have been spit already and everything like
right.
that. So salute to everybody. And I believe Chaps just dropped the blog, too. A couple days ago to Ty Law versus Prez Mafia and Danny Myers with Averb. Everybody check that out. YouTube.com/AngryFan007. You already know.
Wow.
Everybody watches that. But, yeah, man, let's go to the next call. Let's go 813-732.
Was that Tampa?
813-732.
What it do?
What's going on?
What it do?
Was it Tampa?
Yeah, this Ron.
Okay.
Oh, this Drake.
Yeah, it's three-letter. What's good, my G?
Oh, what's good? What's good, Cap?
What's good? What's good with you, man?
Chilling, man, chilling. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. First thing is the only way to eliminate this, the whole confusion about the top tier and all that shit is we got to have some kind of judging system. The record to speak for itself. Then you'll be able to tell who deserved what shot. You know what I'm saying? If you got a record... If you trying to battle a motherfucker that's 20-5 and you ain't but 5-2, I mean, you got to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we agree.
It got to be something. Now, the judging system is going to be complicated, but it's got to be something that's fair to the fans, for one. It's got to be fair to the battlers, for two. And then it's got to be something that everybody can come to an agreement on so that them niggas don't accept a law. Because otherwise, you niggas ain't going to accept the loss at all.
You think the hardest part is going to be finding actual judges, you know, to judge it correctly and without any biased intentions?
Well, that's definitely going to be a hard part of it. But it's enough impartial motherfuckers that's out there, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of dick riders. It's a bunch of dick riders, but, I mean, within the group, I feel like we dealing with some, for the most part, some level-headed motherfuckers, and they can make a clear decision, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be a clear decision made on these battles.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to stay in the same circle.
Yep.
Got to be.
I agree.
Go ahead, Timbo.
I said, I think there needs to be some sort of judging system, man. I think there should have been a judging system for a while. You know,
well, let me ask you a question about that, about a judging system. Let's say we did that, right?
Yeah.
Would it be just three judges, or would you have cats battle, like a Fight Club battle for the purchase of the money, like boom?
You know what? That is what will fix everything. I think there should be a cash prize, but people want to take the guaranteed money. They'd rather take $3,000-$4,000 guaranteed than actually battle rap for a $10,000 prize.
Well, yeah, because then, that's going to put, I agree that they got to do something with the money. You got to pay the niggas for showing up. You got to pay them for showing up. But as far as who takes the most money, you need to have some kind of incentive. Nigga, if you choke, you get docked. You know what I'm saying? That's coming out your... If you come, you ain't prepared, or you know what I'm saying? I can't really say if you get booed because the crowd could be just dick riding. But generally, if you get up there and you choking, you are snapping your fingers, looking around and all that shit, you can expect for a shortening of your paycheck, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then what'll make it real clear is, okay, boom, you're going to get paid for showing up. You're going to have all these incentives. And then at the end, when there is a clear decision made between the fans, the judges, and whoever else, whoever wins, that when that decision is made, they get a pot of money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's gonna make them niggas go and
come on. You gotta understand too, man. I mean, them niggas are all gonna sit together and say no. They're used to getting paid for battling.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't see them turning around now.
But that's what I'm saying, Cap. You gotta pay them for showing up.
He just ain't to duck money out them if they do it, if they slip up or choke or
the numbers gonna go down, but then that's gonna go back to your record. Nigga, if you 20-5, okay, right. I'll pay you three grand for three rounds, but you still not gonna get $5,000 unless you come and win. You know what I'm saying? There's a potential for you to make $5,000, but you gotta win.
Well, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna determine your ranking and your record should determine your pay. You can make a cap and say, all right, niggas just been in the game, they got a record over 20, you got over 20 wins, okay, we can't pay you no less than, well, just throwing a number, we can't pay you no less than $2,500 just to show up. You know what I'm saying? But you can really win $5,000, but you got to win the battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can get $2,500 more, but you got to win. No choking, none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make them niggas come hard and do what they supposed to do to try to win.
Like, oh, yeah, I was listening
to Goods when Goods was on the show, and he was like, man, all I think about is winning. I don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. Yep. I'm trying to win. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing involved in it extra for him right now. It's just that's his attitude. And when all these niggas get that same attitude, we'll start getting some better battles from these niggas that we looking for the better battles from.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Did you watch the Crown Battles?
Who that?
The Crown Battles. Battle. Watch those?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on it?
I pretty much, like, my prediction was I lost on Big T. I ain't see Big T and Big Cannon for some reason. I couldn't get that one. But I lost on Big T. I had Magic winning. I had YK winning. That was kind of a toss up. That was a toss up.
Did they live up to the hype for you before you even
played? Right. Good question.
I'm kind of torn on that because YK and DNA was a battle I really wasn't checking for, it, so they could have replaced that with Mel. But the JC and Magic battle was level. I ain't gonna say it was whack. It was alright. Clips and Hitman turned out to be what I wanted it to be. You know what I'm saying? They went back and forth. There was no disappointment at all. Sway, dog. I'm an old school nigga, dog. I've been watching this shit for more than 10 years.
Right.
It wasn't no way Sway was gonna go in there and be Verb. I wanted to see the battle, and I was excited to see it. But the outcome was just as I expected, so it kind of lost steam.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Salute for calling in, man.
All right, for sure, man. Shout out, day one, nigga.
You already, man.
All right, we got Clips coming up here.
Calling up Sony, son.
So what do you guys think, man, about that whole judging system?
I mean, that's the only way to bring competition back, man.
I agree.
It's the only way. Otherwise, no one's going to admit their loss.
Yep.
As long as niggas can get a debatable out of a battle, that you can't say they lost.
Yep.
Maybe they're going to have their fans who are going to say they won. They're going to retweet it. It's going to make them feel like they won. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Yeah.
You got to have some type of system You got to have judges, man.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. That needs to happen. We need to bring that back. All right, let's go to another call. Let's go 908-875. You on?
Yeah, what up? Jersey.
Peace, my brother.
What's
going
on, man?
What's going on? Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, Timbo Angry Fan. Do let it, man. What up, though?
What's good, my G?
Yeah, I'm over here smoking this blunt and shit, and I was just thinking. What you think about Arsenal versus Snow?
I know why you said that. You know why you said that? I think because you saw the yo, I seen something, a blog where somebody was talking about that recently, too, Arsenal and Snow.
Shit.
Who you got winning?
Maybe, yeah,
that would be a crazy battle.
You think so?
Word. Yo, Snow is disrespectful, too.
Word.
And then Arsenal got like a little flow, and so do Snow.
I think Snow could be Arsenal if he got his mind right.
Hell yeah, man. It needs
2-1,
to do
2-1,
that,
2-1. Bro. 2-1. Not on body back shit. Fuck out of here. 2-1, though.
Yeah, that would be a good battle right there, yo.
Yeah, that would be a good battle. Mm-hmm.
The more that I think about that shit, that's a decent matchup right there.
Yeah, they man. They,
and I'm from Jersey, bro, and I fuck with Arsenal heavy, bro. But I think Snow would take that 3-0, bro.
Who's the best in Jersey,
damn,
my nigga?
Damn. Yeah, bro.
Who's the best in Jersey, my nigga?
The best in Jersey, I'd say. Yeah. Number one, Lotize.
I'm going to send up for, like,
you know,
the thing about Lotize, you know.
Lotize.
But Lotize don't always be turned up all the way.
Yeah. But I fuck with Shook heavy. I fuck with shit, like, out of all of them.
Yeah,
I fuck with the music, all that. Like, Shook is my homie, bro. Like, he's talk that street shit, like. And I'm from like, right down the street from where they had the UW shit. Like, I was in there. Like, that's my shit. Like. I fuck with all of them, bruh.
You fuck with Audi Boom?
Huh?
You fuck with Audi Boom?
Nah, he be reaching, bruh. That monk, nah. That nigga out of here, bruh. Joe LaVert.
Oh,
nigga, bruh. Yeah, all right, bruh, but, like, nah. I don't see him, like, I'm on the main stage, like, in front of thousands of people. Like, I don't see him on that.
No?
Nah. Like, maybe the first round he had turned up, but I could see him getting booed, like, the next two rounds.
Oh, man.
What a guy, bro.
Oh, shit. My nigga's in the next two rounds.
I'm out him and Danny Myers next week, so, like,
yeah.
Danny Myers, that shit, so.
Mm.
Yeah,
I know, man.
Yo, you know, shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, bro.
You already, man.
Hey, yo, Caps, bro, yo.
Yo.
The long sleeve shirt off, bro. You ugly as hell, bro.
Ah,
hey, you look like.
Hey, yo,
like,
you sound like. Hey, yo, you sound like you'll look at a glass plate and that bitch will break.
You like Farouk, my nigga.
Hey, you got the IQ of a drop. Hey, yo, you got the IQ of a dropped ice cream cone, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Are you black as shit? You got a coffee cake thermal on, bro. You, what's wrong with you?
You roller skate to work, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. In the snow. All right. You roller skate to work in the snow, nigga.
Oh,
yo,
shit. Little, yo, you got no
good
cheek, bro. You like 45, bro.
You're like too young to drink a beer.
Oh, man. Be like a British bulldog with glasses.
Cool.
Easy,
bro. Early. Damn, Kev. Come on, man.
Yo, my man, Mr. Hot Nichols asked a question. He said, do y'all think these top tiers going to just take a judged L? Niggas
that's
fans.
What I was saying.
Yeah, same thing we were talking about.
That's
he said
why,
he's
like,
asking
you
the same question.
My nigga. That's what I was saying. It's like they already accustomed to how it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're pretty much getting paid to show up and spit their rounds. So if they can make that kind of money doing it, you know what I'm saying? Why would they then turn around and try to get that same amount of money, but now they have to win to get it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Look, we look at this shit from the fan standpoint. If you was an actual battler, would you do that shit? And think about if you was a battler. That's a free
whatever, 5, 6, 7 stacks for you to come up here and spit fucking 6 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever the fuck it is, versus now you got to actually earn that shit. That shit ain't going to be the same, my nigga.
Right.
That means, sir, that means if it's two top-paying niggas balance, someone is not going to get their money.
Mm.
That risk is too big for these niggas.
Let me ask you this. Do they not have complete confidence in their shit then to take that?
Say it again. Say it again.
Do they not have complete confidence in their material and their ability to take that shit?
I mean, but it's not even about that at this point. At this point that they're so comfortable, they've been doing it for so long now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They've been getting guaranteed bread. Like, I don't expect these niggas to just turn around and like, all right, I'm a battle, but even if I don't win, I don't get paid. They're not going to do that, my nigga. They're not going to benefit doing that.
You know what, though? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to front. If I was a league owner and niggas like E-Nas or Bill Collector when he battled Suge, just certain niggas like that, and they're not bringing it, and I know as a league owner, I got to pass them over some more money, man. I'm looking at these niggas' funny style, the jack. Like, I'm just handing the money to them like, damn, bro, I don't ever want to see you again, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying?
The league only got to be the league only to change it then.
You got to screen niggas?
To the point that there's no fucking option.
Do you screen niggas and be like, yo, let me hit your bars before you hit the stage and shit?
I'm saying, they got to screen these rounds. Or there needs to be a clause in those contracts that says, you know, you whack as shit, and we don't pay you.
But what do you consider whack, though? What do you consider whack,
exactly,
though? See, I'm giving you, like...
Exactly, and then that's where it comes in.
Like, a nigga like E-Ness, I'd been mad if I was smacked to hand a nigga money. I'd have been looking at Ness like, bro, you know this your last time I'm ever getting papers from my hand going to yours, bro, like, on some real shit. You know what I mean?
It's true. Can you believe that?
No, man. That's a good-ass question. That Arsenal and Snow is serious right there, man. Damn. Their style is real similar, man.
I think Snow win that shit, B.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might. Oh, man, I might. I don't know, because Arsenal, the thing about Snow and Arsenal is it. If Arsenal get disrespectful, and he'll stay disrespectful.
That ain't working
around doing that shit. Well, Snow, I have.
That didn't work against Sharono.
Yeah.
Glad Sharon be
yeah,
awesome.
But yeah, I think about it. Sharon's rebuttaling. Snow's not going to rebuttal and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's take another call for Johnny. Call up here, man.
All right, man. Let's take another call. Let's go 203-260. 203-260. You want?
Yo.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on?
Yo, you know what battle needs to happen?
What?
Which one?
The battle that needs to happen so y'all niggas can just stop this madness. Y'all, like, I'm going back. Y'all niggas need to put Charlie Clips versus Pat Stay on a URL stage so y'all can just stop with this Pat Stay nonsense, yo.
The okay, hold up.
Nice.
Okay, hold up. Why has it got to be Charlie Clips?
Because you know how people are talking about, like, yo, Hollahan's one of the best and King of the Dot, right?
Okay.
And then look what happened when he battled Clips, and the nigga 3-0'd him.
That's true.
The same thing will happen to Pat Stay if he battles Charlie Clips.
But that's Charlie Clips. What about everybody else, though? What about Pat Stay versus
Arsenal?
Versus Tay-Rock.
First of all, stop at the Arsenal thing, man. You know Arsenal got, like, crazy performance, man, but his bars are not like top tier bars, man.
But you know what, though? You know what? Arsenal's been stuffing it up since that Verb battle, I noticed.
He
don't be telling a whole bunch of it. He don't be having that mad feeling jokes no more.
I had Pat Stay beat Arsenal, man.
Yeah, Pat. No. What was that, in 2011? Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It could have been 2000.
No, you're right. Like, he beat Arsenal. But at the same time, I don't look at Arsenal as a top like five dude, or
me neither.
Or even top 10, to be honest.
I ain't got a problem with either.
I'm saying
you don't think. Wait. You don't think who's top 10?
Arsenal, you saying?
You don't think Arsenal is top 10?
Nope. Hell no. He just lost to Sharon. Hell no.
My nigga, Sharon is not whack.
Yeah, but
he's not white, but he lost. Like,
right. I don't think a lot of people picked Cerrone in that battle before the battle popped off. I'm pretty sure a lot of people picked Arsenal to beat Cerrone before the battle and shit.
Yeah. And whether that would have happened on Don't Flop or URL, same shit would have happened. He would have lost.
I agree.
I don't know if I can say Arsenal's not top 10, man. That's
if he's top 10, if he's top 10, he's right there between 8, 9, and 10, though.
You mean 11, 12, 13? Listen. Come on, man.
Caller.
Is Arsenal better than Surf?
Is Arsenal better than Surf?
Woo.
Yeah.
Good question.
Oh. Man. I want to say, oh, but what if they battle, but then they wouldn't battle?
Right.
I think that would be like the same thing like that trash battle that I just saw with Swave and Arsenal on King of the Dot.
Yeah, because it was friend.
It was being chummy the whole time. There was nothing to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even like make that comparison. Maybe, is there another comparison? For example, Ill Will.
Well, Arsenal O-Red. We talking about jersey-wise. What about Arsenal O-Red? Who's better?
O-Red.
Is O-Red better than Surf?
Damn. nope. All right. No,
okay.
He's not better than Surf.
So, wait a minute. So, you pretty much got Surf and Arsenal to top, and you got them both around after 10? You don't think O-Red is top 10? That's what I'm saying right now.
O-Red?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what you just told me. You just said Arsenal was like 11, 12, 13, but then you just said that you think Surf is right next to Arsenal, and you said O-Red is not as good as Arsenal, so that means O-Red is like 15, 16, 17.
I said Surf, it's hard for me to picture the battle. All right, let me clarify. Because of the question.
But who was better?
Surf and Red are both better than Arsenal.
Okay. And who's better?
Oh,
Red
is better than Arsenal?
Yes. And don't ask me who's top in Jersey, because then I would say between Surf and Lotta.
But how do you just go, Surf and Lotta?
Yes.
So you got Lotta over O-Red?
Yes.
Hmm.
Come on, man. Listen. I know, like, it goes, like, battle by battle. We look at this, and, like, it kind of like somebody's good as they last battle. But, like, y'all ain't saying that, like, O-Red beat Hitman or anything like that, are y'all?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't saying he beat Hitman.
Oh, who? O-Red? No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Hell
no. No.
And that was
O-Red
on his
A
game.
Yeah.
Man.
I can't get it to O-Red, man. I don't know why, bro. I don't.
Yeah.
His voice is annoying. His voice is mad annoying, man.
Nah, you know what? You know what it is with Red? But then again, they all do the sports thing, though.
I'm
getting tired of the sports lines.
And I'm a sports nigga, but damn, O-Red, you be taking that shit in. That's a Jersey thing or something. All the niggas in Jersey do that shit. Earn and Ash and all that crazy shit, man.
Yeah. TTR and Ash, trash, nigga.
Oh, God.
My nigga, I never got that line. That line is just like,
niggas,
wow.
That's one of the most gassed up lines in battle rap history, my nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Abby, though.
For real.
Y'all was talking about judging. Judging is already fucked up in places like...
Yo, call her.
Stay
on the queue. My bad to cut you off, but we got the guest of honor here. We got Charlie Clips. Charlie Clips, what's good?
Hey, man, listen. Heard y'all talking about judging and all that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. What's up? Who want to judge one of my battles, man? You know, they mad I'm arguably undefeated out here. Let's put that shit to rest, man. What is now? Nah, nah, nah. Angry Sam Radio,
Cliff.
What up, man? What's good, y'all?
What's poppin', Cliff?
What up, what up, what up?
Yo,
okay,
hey, ain't shit, man. You know I love the movement. I love what's going on. Y'all niggas, I cut dinner short and all that to call y'all. And
well,
all that, you know what
that.
I'm saying? I'm glad y'all had to clear the lines and all that, man. I mean, there's a lot of people tuning in. So,
word.
You know,
full
that's,
line,
a, that's
man.
A good
full.
Thing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, Cliff, let me ask you a question, yo. Do you think that would work? If all the leagues is like, yo, it's y'all don't just get paid. You know what I'm saying? You got to win to get paid. Would y'all do that shit? Keep it real. And you already
used to doing this shit like this. You know I keep it 1,000. I'm going to tell you the ups about it and the downfalls about it. All right, the ups about it is that would make niggas work crazy pause. Crazy hard, man. Like niggas are go so hard. Pause once again. Niggas are go so hard. You know what I'm saying? In that ring, if they had to work for their pay, niggas are go crazy working for that pay. But just the bad thing about it is it's never gonna happen because of one thing. A lot of venues are packed because of the battle rappers that's on the card. So it's kind of like we got to get paid before we step on stage because it's like you promoting the flyers, you promoting, you know, with blogs and advertisement that we coming through. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like if we had to get paid, you know, depending on if we win or not, my thing is if everybody showed up to watch the battle and we don't get no money, that's kind of twisted. So it's a way to come up with the system, but, you know, we just all got to work on it or whatever. As a unity, we all got to get up and talk about it and work on it, you know what I'm saying, to get it situated.
Okay. Your clips. Three-letter man. What's popping, my dude?
Three-letter, what's up, boy? Miami, what up, Nick?
What up, homie? What's popping? Yo, we had Mickey Fax on here last week, son, and he said that you don't even be trying to go hard and niggas to be winning, man. What's the percentage that you – or some G shit. What's the percentage you think you go in and you still beating niggas, though?
All right. Let me apologize to everybody because I don't want to make it seem like if you look at me, I'm the one of the niggas that don't talk shit at all, man. I don't like to bash other niggas in front. But, all right, let me see. The percentage I'm going at, I would say against Hitman, I was probably 85, and that's not to discredit him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's not to discredit him. I probably was like at 85. A lot of people waiting to see me come back into my Tape Rock form. This is what I tell everybody. Nobody is ever going to be the same again in life. Like,
yeah, right.
Once you have a great moment, it's a moment. Like, that's what niggas got to understand. Stop looking for, and you know, that goes to every battle rapper out there. That goes to everybody in their profession that did something. A doctor might have seen somebody from brain surgery. You know what I'm saying? And God forbid, fucked up the next patient trying to save them. Like, it's moments. Mm-hmm. It's nothing you can do about it. It just happens. It's when your opponent going hard, you going hard, and you kill him, you go off, you got a certain fire for somebody. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all got to remember, what I try to tell niggas is that Tay Rock was my first ever battle. So you could imagine the pressure I was facing at that time, you know what I'm saying, with getting in the ring with Tay Rock in the clothing store. That shit made World Star and blew up. Imagine if I would have got my ass whipped. I would have been the nigga on the other side trying to prove myself to this day. You know what I'm saying? So nigga, I couldn't lose, nigga. I'm from Harlem. You had Head Ice out at the time. You had Tayshaun. You had Rex. You had Mook. Nigga, I'm not trying to be ninth place in Harlem. Me, I refuse. So the strive to be great was different for me, you know what I'm saying, at that time. Now, in terms of what Mickey Fax say, Mickey know me better than a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? So Mickey is one of my niggas that's really cool outside the ring, even though sometimes he's an asshole. But other than that, that's my motherfucking man.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the thing is that I probably be going 80, 85% sometimes, and that's not the shit on nobody that goes hard against me. I don't want nobody to feel, you know what I mean, disrespected at any moment. It's no disrespect. Like, let me tell you something. Every time I go to Chicago, I put on the show. You understand what I'm saying? So when I say I'm 80, 85%, it's not shitting on Hitman saying I didn't give it 100%. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know if Hitman was at 80 to 85%. Remember, the best Hitman we ever saw was against Arsenal. You're never going to meet that Hitman again.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to get him again. You're just going to get either something better or something less. You're never going to get that same exact Hitman. So, you know, who knows what percentage he with. But I be going hard. I don't want the fans to think I'm shit and I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you my only downfall that I have is that I work on everything like a week or two before. So every time you hear me with three rounds, two and a half rounds, two rounds, everything I be making a day before or 2 days before, and a lot of people be fucked up about it. Like, ask Goods. That's why Goods called me stupid. Goods called me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Goods called me crazy because I really, like, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a documentary on my process of working on rounds like a day or two before, like a three, and I really be coming up with three rounds sometimes, two crazy ones, 1 week one or whatever, but I be working 2-3 days before ahead of time. The thing with Hitman is, Hitman and Surf, I pretty much, I don't know if y'all remember, but on Charlie Clips TV, subscribe if y'all not on YouTube, subscribe. I don't know if y'all remember.
That shit.
I did a blog, and I said, yo, it's three niggas I want to take out. You know what I'm saying? That's at the top of their class, at the top of the game, not their class, because I'm in that class too, but not at the top of the class. But I said Hitman, Surf, and Hollow. I don't even know if y'all remember I said that. And if you notice, Surf got it bad in that third round. He got his ass whooped. Shout out to my nigga Surf. You know what I'm saying? The first round was crazy, but I slipped up a little bit at the end or whatever. That was my fault. If Hitman, I went crazy against Hitman too because I'm in the Midwest. I'm a New York nigga that's in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Big T, classic. Me and JC, classic. Me and Hitman now, I listen to the show. I know y'all said it wasn't a classic. My thing is, you know, I'll wait till everybody judge it once the HD footage is out.
Yeah.
You know,
I wasn't a classic, though, son? It's the minute y'all rap, though, Clips. It's not really y'all fault. You and Hitman's fault. It's the time limit, though,
2 minute rounds.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna tell you what it is too. I'm gonna tell you. Shout out to Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out to Gracie. Shout out to Big Cannon. I'm gonna tell you the hard part about it is, they don't. Sometimes you gotta put together what you gotta put together because you don't have enough money to pay niggas that extended time. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, but Clips is 1 minute.
No, it was 2 minutes. One minute extra.
Yeah, but I mean, just for the 1 minute extra.
We want
to see good battles, my nigga, so I don't see what the big deal about that 1 minute is, to be real with you.
No, I'm going to tell you what's funny. See, this is the thing, right? I'm going to tell you this is how it goes, right? Y'all can ask me whatever. I'm going to explain anything tonight.
Right.
All
right,
with the whole time limit thing, right? People don't know. That 1 minute in battle rap and song mode is easy because you got the hook, you got the bridge, you know what I'm saying? You can talk shit for 30 seconds. You can rhyme for 20. You can do whatever you want in the song. In a battle format, it's new rhymes every time you step up. Every time it's three new rhymes. Every time. That 1 minute over is about, in battle rap time, is about a good 16 to 24 bars, depending on how you rap. It's like 16 to 24. That extra 16 to 24 is not easy because you got to remember, we got to make niggas go crazy within the 16-24. We got to make niggas go crazy, I would say, within that 16-24, you got to make niggas go crazy a minimum of 2 times. A minimum of 2 times. You got to make everybody go crazy a minimum of 2 times. If you got a 16-24 and make niggas go crazy once, it could work, but the amount of crazy niggas got to go is too high. But if you got 2 crazy punches or schemes or wordplay, you know, situations in that 16 to 24, you could be good with that extra. But now you got to think about it, right? We went 2 minutes. Let's say we go 2 minutes and we spit what we spit. Let's say if Hitman get whack in the next 16-24, I get whack in the next 16-24, then it would be like, oh, niggas got to shorten the time up. That's why I tell niggas, everything depends on what happens at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So if it's 2 minutes, if it was super crazy in 2 minutes, everybody would be like, 2 minutes is crazy. But being that people feel like we could have probably spit a few more bars, it's going to be like, nah, y'all need to spit more bars. You know what I'm saying? So I understand, though. Y'all, listen,
right,
as fans of battle rap, y'all never wrong because y'all got you supposed to feel how you supposed to feel. Like, y'all never wrong, you know what I'm saying? But we got to do what we paid for. Because if I would have went 3 minutes, Hitman would have complained. And if Hitman would have went 3 minutes, I would have complained. So me and him had a respect level, you know what I mean, a respect factor. And told each other we only going to go to 2 minutes, maybe a little 2:15, but that's max. So, you know, that's what happened with
that.
But shout out to Guerrilla Warfare, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Clips, what's going on, man? This is Timbo here. I got a quick question.
Timbo, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? I have a question. When you said you haven't gone 100%, is there one opponent that you know that you're going to have to come 100% for?
Hello. I'm going to be honest with you. For every opponent, I should come 100%. Let me say that. For every opponent, I should give 100%. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I don't give 100%, it might be things going on behind the scenes or something going on, you know what I mean, that nobody knows, but that would be the only reason why.
But in terms of every opponent, I should give every opponent 100%. But the next nigga that's going to get that 1,000%, not even 100, he's going to go 1,000. Tay-Rock and me and Hollow knows more than anybody right now we're supposed to get it in. Hollow is my man. Let me explain something to you. Hollow is my nigga outside the battle rap. All that shit he tweets, I don't say nothing. I let him tweet his life away. Go ahead, tweet your life away. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you got to do. He know what's up at the end of the day. And he can try to avoid what he got to try to avoid, but it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Some things just history, and you can't ignore it. Like, everybody wants to see me and Hollow the Don right now.
Son, you went at his neck. You went at his neck in the second round versus Clips. I mean, against A-Verb and shit. You went at his neck in the second round against Verb, son. This shit bitch supposed to happen, son.
Not because he came at me in the goods battle. He only got three rounds.
Three rounds,
like, shit. Mm-hmm. Even though I had four against Tay-Rock, I should have said that, but I didn't. I fucked up. But the thing is that, you know what I'm saying, ever since he took that shot at me, it's been war between me and him since, but that's really, you know, me and my boy I fuck with outside the ring or whatever, so... You know, but he know what's up. That's why I don't say nothing. I let him tweet, oh, Charlie, me and Charlie Clips not going to battle because, you know, he's taking on T-Rex and he's taking on Pat Stay. I don't have no Pat Stay. You know, shout out to Quiet Room. I don't have another Quiet Room battle. So when he tweeted that out, that was all lies. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Quiet Room. But that was all lies, man. But my thing is, let him try to avoid it. And notice, I didn't write him. Notice, I never wrote back.
Yeah,
I never said nothing. Let niggas bury themselves, man. I don't do nothing. I just kick the chair. I let him get the rope. I just kick the chair. Let him go ahead. But Tay-Rock next, though. So we going to give Tay-Rock 1,000%. I can't let Tay-Rock beat me. That's my creation. You understand what I'm saying? I can't let my baby boy beat daddy like that.
Oh, man. You know he's going to go hard, though, Clips. He's going to
go extra hard,
though.
Let me explain something to you.
Right.
Tay-Rock is also arguably undefeated. You know what I'm saying? And we could all, anybody can say they're arguably undefeated because there's nothing judged. But I think we all know as a population, you know what I'm saying, that when we say arguably undefeated, it's some niggas that really might have never lost. Like, we can really say that. Like, at the end of the day, everybody kind of feels that. But Tay-Rock is one of them niggas that kind of really haven't got his ass whooped or really lost. I'm the only one that kind of gave him that. And I can't, you know, and when he comes back. You know, I mean, the good thing about it is if that boy whipped my ass, you know, part three is coming out.
Yeah, I feel you. One of these. I feel you.
But he's not, though. He's no way. He's not. This is going to be crazy again, man. But, you know, if the trilogy is already, you know, I'm Mayweathering it. I got my contract already. The trilogy got to come out in case he kill me. But, nah, real talk, though, that's when y'all going to see me at 1,000%. In fact, for Hitman, I'm going to tell you, I was funny, right? For A-Verb, I made my three rounds 2 weeks before. For X-Factor, I made my rounds six days before. For Big T, I made two rounds early and my third round in a hotel the day before. For Sirius Jones, I didn't make a third round at all. That's still my fault. That was bad of me doing that. I didn't make a third round at all. The only good thing about it is still debatable, so that tells you what skill level I'm on.
Right.
A nigga that's a legend, you know, quote-unquote comeback or a legend can't put me away after I gave away round three. And Arsenal, I swear to God, on everything I love, I made my round three in the event. In the venue, upstairs. I swear to God. That whole Joe Button shit, I made that shit.
Yo, Chris, you be bugging, yo.
No, I do. I bug out too much, man. And I made that upstairs. And why you think it was so short? Because I kept it at 3 minutes, being that I just made it, because we were supposed to go standard time. But Arsenal, Daz Effects looking ass, cheated. You know what I'm saying? That he cheated and went 11 minutes, and we was only supposed to go standard time. But that's my boy, though. I don't care about that. That was all fun and games or whatever. That was what it was. But I make these rounds late. You know what I'm saying? Beat Magic, that's another one that might be my most debatable one where a lot of people feel like Magic got me. I keep shit 1,000. A lot of people feel like I won, too. But a lot of people feel like Magic got me more than the others did. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my most debatable one.
Yeah, I have Magic edging out.
No, that's right. And think about this. That round one you heard that was so crazy, all three of them rounds I made 4 days before in the park. Me and DNA sparring in the park, but that's my fault, though. But that's just to show you. That's why Mickey said Clips is not at 100% with nobody, because Mickey knows I haven't worked on a rhyme early since Tay-Rock. I don't write none of my rounds. I don't write nothing. Like, I haven't picked up a pen and wrote since I was 17 years old. You know what I'm saying?
You don't write rhymes, Clips?
No, I don't write nothing. I don't write anything. I don't write nothing. I lyrical exercise. I say one line.
Chris, come on, B. You don't write nothing, son.
I swear on everything. I have no reason. Because my thing is this, right? Sometimes a couple of my bars probably be shitty. So at the end of the day, I can't, you know, I ain't going to, like, say, like, oh, I don't write, you know, and that's the reason why. No, all the time I don't write. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, I, you know what I mean? It's like if you see my performance or sometimes I come up short, that's the effects of it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, because if I had it all the way down packed, it would be no problem delivering whatever. So against Hitman, I actually prepared, I would say, a week or two earlier for Hitman. And that's why I think my performance was actually very good in the Midwest against Hitman, because I prepared a week or two before. And even a week or two before, some people might still say I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? But with T-Rock, I'm starting now on T-Rock, and as soon as Hollow go yes, because we're supposed to battle, but he's going to punk like we not, I'm going to just leave it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just let Smack and all them talk. But when he say yes, I'm working on my rounds early for him too. Like, I'm not playing no more. It's supposed to be T-Rock. I say Hollow. I say probably T-Rock, Hollow, and probably Beloved, or probably the Snub Nose, Murder Move.
Well, you and Beloved will battle?
Yeah, me and Lux will battle. Me and Lux was – listen, I can't talk about the business
contract,
but I'm
going
to tell y'all this. This is an Angry Fan exclusive.
Yes,
sir. Me and Lux definitely was supposed to get in the ring, but Lux, that's my boy, but he wanted 40K. He wanted pay-per-view. Nigga wanted half of my life. Nigga said, let me get 3 pair of sneakers you own. Nigga said, I want your SIM card out your phone. Like, he wanted too much.
Man.
that's my nigga, man. But it was, it's just that what he wanted, niggas was kind of like, my nigga, you kind of bugging. This is 9 minutes of rap, and you trying to, you know, to each his own, though. You know, 50 Cent, Jay-Z and all them came at Nas all day because Nas is what they consider weird because he don't really know his movements. He's unpredictable. That's why I fuck with Lux. Because at the end of the day, he fight for what he believe in. I'm the type of nigga, man, listen, I'm going to keep it 100. I got 8K for T-Rock. God bless. I got 20 for Summer Madness 4. Sorry, Beasley. I ain't supposed to let nobody know it, but fuck it. You understand what I'm saying?
You got 20 for Summer Madness 4?
Damn.
Yeah, so
that's
but listen, I got to back up my actions because I noticed I freestyled against Hitman and said I got 20 for Hollow. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Summer Madness 4 was looking like, but in case he back out, let me just say that's what I got for Summer Madness 4. And I'm sorry, Beasley, you know what I mean? But I got to let the public know because, you know, when they snaked me out of the 8K and all that, it was public. Everybody knew what's up. Let me tell everybody that they're doing the right business and that they good money. So I got to also, you know, let everybody know that they good money, man, at the same time, too. So I got my 8K for T-Rock. So all them 8K jokes out the window, and I got way more for Summer Madness 4, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Your twin goods there, man. He was the last time he was on our show, he was talking about the MTV thing, and I want to get your take on that. Why didn't you go on the show either? He explained to us why he didn't want to go on the show money-wise. Was that the same thing for you? Because you and Goods, man, y'all niggas are made for fucking TV. Let's keep it real, man.
Yep,
right, y'all brothers are hilarious.
I'm going to keep it 1,000. When he was on the phone with y'all, I was right there.
Oh, shit.
I just ain't say nothing, though. I just ain't say nothing. I was right there. That's why I went to slap him when he called me his assistant. I went to check the nigga, but I was like, nah, he on air. Y'all might hear blood splashing on the floor. This would be like, nah, but real talk, though. Listen, shout out to Shady. Shout out to Royce, the 5'9", man. That's my bro. That's a real nigga right there. That's my nigga. So I can't really speak on the business transaction like Goods did. But I'm going to just say everything he said was correct. I wouldn't call the niggas that was on that show stupid, though. You know, Goods don't give a fuck. I don't even sometimes. But I wouldn't call niggas that's on there stupid because every man has their life that they have to live. People live different.
Right.
Everybody's not the same. You know, we all created equal, but we all not created the same. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
I think is people have kids in different situations that they got to take care of. You know what I mean? But but the money was too low for me, you know, where I'm at in my career and as much as I'm worth. You know, you don't get as paid as much as you're worth, but you want to get something around it. I just felt like what they was offering, you know, wasn't a risk for me to put my life on camera, you know, possibly have niggas playing around in a household, you know, some making a band shit. You know what I mean? Imagine Daylight running around, paws naked, and the nigga rub his balls on your socks or some crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I got to uppercut the mask off. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's my nigga. But Daylight already told niggas from the beginning, man, I'm coming in the crib ass naked. I'm getting out the cab naked. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I ain't doing this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But did you have my bro Math in there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know if Math was going to be capping niggas or not. You had Disaster in there. I didn't know if he was going to have an anxiety attack. I didn't know what was going on in that shit, man. It was like a circus in there. I'm like, nah, man, I'm good, man. I ain't getting on there. But shout out to the whole movement. The show should be getting ready to come out in June. It's going to be crazy. I might be on the next season, you know, but a lot of the money, right? I'm on there, but just the money wasn't just right, man. You know what I mean? But shout out to all my niggas that's on there, though.
Right. What's up with your boy DNA, man? Oh,
man.
Come
listen,
on,
he didn't lose to Young Cannon, so stop it. I heard the show. He didn't lose to Young Cannon, man.
I'm talking about retiring, Clip. He's talking about retiring. Is that true, my nigga?
No, that's not.
Let me
explain something to you, man. That's my brother. What the fuck is he going to do? Imagine DNA in the mail room. Imagine DNA in the post office stamping envelopes, you know what I mean, with no tip, and he smile when he swipe the envelope. He's not going to go nowhere. DNA loves battle rap. DNA is one of them niggas I feel is breathes battle rap, and he's one of the – I wouldn't say he's a pioneer because, he started later than Mook, Lux, and all of them. But I would say that a lot of people down D, but what one thing I say is niggas got to remember, at one point, everybody had their phase. He was that nigga one point. When he battled Disaster –
was classic
nigga, and I think the problem that he did was
he peaked early,
He
peaked early, my nigga.
No, you know what it is? He shouldn't have battled. See, this is the problem. Battle Money is great at this moment, and a lot of people don't understand that we as battle MCs want to turn down battles sometimes, but when you get offered 6K, 8K, 5K for 2 minutes a round, you know what I mean, a 1 minute and a half per round, flight, hotel. Nigga, this is something we do. This is why a lot of people are getting saturated. And one thing he knows, he's about to get an animal mode. He's another nigga. He worked on his rounds while late for Young Cannon and still put up a fight after the footage came out. You know what I'm saying? And he worked on his rounds in the hotel. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we both spoke. You know, he got to go crazy against Ill Will and Known For. He knows that. He's on his shit right now. He's, I know.
Hold on. Cliff. Andy fan, man. I know that's your bro. You know, let's be totally honest here, man. I mean, he's missing something. What is DNA missing?
I don't want to say what he's missing. I just want to say Known For. I hope everybody's in the building. Everybody that's online right now tuning in, I hope everybody's in the building. Y'all will see everything that he's been missing will be brought out, you know what I'm saying, for Known For in June, you know, which Known For will be going down in June in New York. You know, when it drops, get your tickets. I promise y'all, you know what I'm saying, that DNA will be back on with the mission that he's back on. You know, I don't want to say what he's been missing because I don't want to bring it to light. Ill Will might be listening.
Of course,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, he's tuning in Wednesday, so, you know, he going to say something about it. But
I think it's his aura, my nigga.
No, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. This is exactly what it is. One of the reasons why. Not the main reason, but one of the reasons is DNA just gave y'all too much. See, what happens is this. What happens
is this. Early, man.
Right. What happens is this. DNA is 22 years old. He'll be 23 this year. The nigga been battling
on camera.
That's what I'm saying. He's been battling on camera since he was, 18? I think it's been 4 years. It's been 4 years or 4 or 5 years.
I thought it was before that, honestly.
No, I'm bugging that fact since 17. You're right. Don't get it twisted. Cool. He's been battling since he was 14, 13 years old. But on camera, when he got notoriety in Grind Time, I think his first battle against Amzilla was when he started getting noticed in Grind Time. I think he was 17 at that moment. So DNA been on camera for 5 years, you know what I'm saying, since 2009. DNA been on camera.
Because he battled Roosevelt, and they said they were the two youngest battlers, I thought.
Exactly. What happened is DNA just got a little tired of D. You know what I'm saying? You see him. It was pretty much the same thing over and over. You know what I mean? He's giving you bars. He's going crazy, but this is what I tell people. You always going to get the same person. Oh, not always. You're going to get a person over and over, but it always depends on your opponent. Sometimes, listen, everything in life when it comes to going against somebody is matchups. It's matchups. Serena Williams can have a whack matchup against somebody and beat them, but the whole tennis match could be whack. You understand what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant could play Sean Marion one-on-one, and it might be whack because it might be Sean Marion. You might not like his game, and he's guarding Kobe good, and Kobe not getting off. Kobe and LeBron might play, and the shit might be whack, but Kobe and D-Wade might play, and the shit might be crazy. It depends on the matchup. And what's going on, and this what happened was, when DNA battled Disaster, I always told D, That was his ultimate challenge and his ultimate matchup. And when he went against Disaster, that's when his career took off. Drake hosted it.
Yeah.
He got paid, you know what I mean, extra money from Drake. He went off. But what happened was he battled an oversaturated Tech N9ne right after that. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
And this is why I say matchups is key. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's key.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. DNA was super hot at that time. Remember, Tech N9ne was super hot at that time.
Yeah,
after
some matches. Yeah.
But what happened, though, you put them two together. You understand what I'm saying? And the matchup wasn't what everybody thought it would be because they're not fit to go against each other. You got a lyrical nigga against a nigga that do, like, comedy and great performance. It's just not a matchup, and that's what kind of happened. They both, you know, after that, people both was like, oh, they sound the same, or they both, oh, they saying the same lines, they oversaturated. That's when people kick in. You know, when it comes to things, everybody's impatient, man. People don't have time for you to change. People don't have time for you to do good. You know what I'm saying? Once you do bad, it sticks for a while. So, you know, but D-Listen, known for my brother, DNA is back on his grind. Tune in, known for, I promise y'all, against Ill Will. You know what I'm saying? Ill Will going to get it. And that's all I'm going to say about that, man.
Clips. I got fans asking me on Twitter here, what's your take on the PGs, my nigga?
Yo, listen, man, I love the PGs, man. They on Ultimate Freestyle Friday. They on 106 and Park. I love the PGs, man. I did the whole blog dedicated to them, basically just saying, like, yo, man, y'all got to listen, I'm going to tell you something, right? You know what I mean? If you notice, right, when I did that, right, if you notice, Prez Mafia did a blog right after that. Danny Mize and M City went after that. And Adi Boom is blogging like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Danny Mize and M City went crazy with the blogs after that. This is what you got to do. And I noticed Danny Mize and M City. If anybody say Danny Mize versus M City, a lot of niggas wouldn't jump out their chair for that. But being that they was blogging, offering each other 50K, it turned up to where niggas won that battle, had a chance to get 100K. You know what I'm saying? 100,000 views. You know what I'm saying? Because of the blogs and them going at it, it picked up crazy online. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't blog and entertain and give the people what they want, you understand what I'm saying? Then it ain't going to stick like that. So with the PGs, man, my advice to them once again, man, is just blog. You understand what I'm saying? Get up, do some shit called a dojo. Where they getting up sparring with each other, like just regular rounds, spitting 24s, two, you know what I'm saying, a 24-bar verse to each other, getting prepared for a nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, do that, turn up, do something, man. My thing to them is that they too comfortable. Like, it's like everything has been laid out for them already because, let's be honest, a lot of them, when you get on URL, you get paid after that. So a lot of them getting $200, $300, $400, $500, and they already experiencing what we experiencing, which is laziness, because we getting paid just to show up and not from our performance. You get what I'm saying? We don't get paid for our performance value. We get paid to show up and put numbers on a card, you know what I mean, for people to buy tickets. You know what I'm saying? That's what people get paid for. You think a promoter can, if Fab do a song and Fab forget the words of a song? Jay-Z, shout out to Jay, he just performed not too long ago and forgot the words of his own song.
You think
the promoter care? You know what numbers he did in terms of ticket sales? You think he care? They don't care. Like, that's why everybody want, oh, the rappers don't step up and they don't do this, that, and the third. Well, a lot of the promoters don't care because they're making their money and they're getting what they're getting. So why should they care? And they not wrong for not caring. You know what I'm saying? And we getting paid. You know, a lot of people got lazy and it's fucked up. The Proving Ground niggas is lazy already. I'm just being real. They lazy already, my nigga, because think about this, right? We all went hard. Think about everybody. Big T, me, X Factor, Goods, Arsenal, Head Ice, K-Shine, Tech N9ne, Rex. If I forgot anybody, man, shout out to y'all. I'm just naming niggas off the top. Bird, Mal, you know what I'm saying? You got Bird, Mal, the Midwest Beat, Young Ill, Hitman. Everybody you could possibly name that came in the game. We went hard, and I'm talking about blogging. Remember we used to make World Star every time online?
Yeah,
remember Arsenal told the nigga, Hitman, suck my dick. Remember Hitman told the nigga, you going to leave without your dreads, nigga.
Dreads, yeah.
When you come to this was what hip-hop was about. This when niggas was beefing and going at it crazy, and niggas was keeping it rats still at the same moment, but now you don't have that fight no more. You understand what I'm saying? And the Proving Ground niggas ain't do none of this. Like, they ain't take five battles when they went hard in five battles, and then they blogging, then they coming at each other. It's like they just battle, and then you don't see them no more until their next battle.
Well, Clips, let me ask you a question. Is battle rap dying, my nigga?
No, no. But listen, let me explain something to you. Oh, this is another thing, right? I'm glad you asked me. That's a great question, right? In terms of battle rap, right, I want you to think about battle rap, right, when Mook, Lux, Rex, and my boy, my bro Nemesis was out. Remember, he was, you know, me with Dot Mob. Remember, he battled X Factor, Miles. When they all did it, remember at one point where Philly was the only niggas rocking at one point, and all us New York niggas had to watch Philadelphia niggas battle? Remember, we took a break. If niggas remember, we took a break. Shout out to Lux. Lux brought battle rap back with the Lions.
Lions down.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Grind Time, because Grind Time was hot, you know what I'm saying, at that time. But battle rap always had a moment where it died out for a second, you know what I'm saying, and got back on the shit. Battle rap right now is nowhere near dying. It's just that when people leave the game or some people get older, it's up to the next generation to take over. And this is another thing, you know, once again, shout out to the PGs. Love y'all niggas. Keep doing what y'all doing, but this is also the problem again. Let me ask you something, right? If all of us that's veterans and kings, you know, like Verb said, if all of us kings and everybody leave the game right now, right, who would you look up to? Name me five niggas that will hold up battle rap in terms of 500,000 views, millions of views right now if the veteran niggas leave out. Y'all play some Jeopardy music? Y'all got Jeopardy music up there? but this is being real talk, right? Because this is the thing, right? Niggas have to understand between a rapper and a superstar. You have to understand that the nigga Soulja Boy, who da, ya, ooh, you don't know what he's talking about, but multi-platinum. Then you got a nigga that's super lyrical, you know what I'm saying, that come in the game and he's lyrical, but yet he's not popping off. This is why I seen somebody, this is how you know I paid attention. I seen somebody post something on Facebook. It said, Charlie Clips, he got a Instagram, right? You know, they call me Martin Lurk the King, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. I just lurk all day on Facebook. I don't write nothing. I'm Martin Lurk the King. they, you know what I'm saying? He posted a picture, and it said, Charlie Clips is the most lyrical, active battle rapper right now. And then at the bottom it says, psych, I lied, nigga. Now, I was tempted to write him, right, and say it's funny because I just did 10 battles last year, and I have 3 already this year beating top 5 to top 10 niggas, but you don't want to say I'm the most active. But I'm like, you know what? I don't pay shit like that no mind or whatever, right? But the reason why I brought that up is because of this, right? I'm not the most lyrical nigga in battle rap, but I want y'all to name some of the most lyrical niggas and look at where they at against niggas that's not the most lyrical niggas. This is where niggas understand this game and understand that it's not about lyrics all the time, man. You got to fucking perform. You gotta do some shit that's groundbreaking. For example, right, I see niggas writing in the Angry Fan, you know what I'm saying, group. I watch everything. I see some niggas say, yo, schemes is the easiest thing to do. If a nigga do schemes, that's too easy. And I seen some battle rappers write, oh, schemes is too easy to do. This is what I tell niggas, right? If schemes is so easy to do and you not a top nigga, why not do it then? Fuck it. If it's easy to do, it's because the shit is not easy to do or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That shit is difficult to do. And niggas think because you gotta talk that shit when you do that scheme. And that's why I say Chilla is one of the most lyrical niggas in battle rap at this moment. One of the most lyrical. Shout out to my nigga Chilla. One of the most lyrical niggas in this game. But that's the problem. He's too lyrical. It's nothing else with him. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Chilla goes hard. He goes hard, but it's just, you know. So my thing is, like, when they said, like, I ain't gonna front. I got my moments when you hear me get lyrical and say some shit that nobody ever said before. I can be motherfucking Nostradamus. I could be Nas. I could be motherfucking Jay Electronica, if you want to call him lyrical. I could be Andre 4000. Fuck it. I would go up one extra thousand. You know what I'm saying? I could do all that. But my thing is that if I do that, would you appreciate me as much as you do by me cracking jokes, me being simple, me doing schemes that's groundbreaking schemes, not just easy schemes, but even though they're easy, but the punch at the end makes up for everything that was easy in the whole scheme. Like, would you appreciate me? Would I be on Angry Fan Radio right now if I was probably some super lyrical nigga? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be on here right now. Y'all wouldn't interview me right now because I wouldn't be that nigga at the moment, or one of them niggas, you know what I mean? So shout out to the Proving Ground again. We're going to get off that subject. Just one last thing to y'all. It's not all about lyrics. Shout out. I see the whole UFS thing. I love it. It's a great look. But it's a reason why Ill Will won. Ill Will didn't win because of lyrics. Ill Will won UFF because of performance. It's just being simple. My nigga, he didn't win for lyrics. He did not win because of lyrics. He won because he said the things you remembered most because they were simple. That's it. You remember everything he said. The other niggas that was lyrical, you don't remember nothing they said. But you remember, I called my Jamaican connect. He said, no lying, whatever the fuck he said. Or whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying? You remember.
Cliff,
yo.
You got mad niggas on here, son. We kind of pressed. They want to hear you rhyme, my nigga. They want some bars. Oh, the
man.
People on Twitter going crazy. They want to hear you spit some shit, my nigga. Give us something, please. You a top dog in this motherfucker.
Don't, you ain't got a gas fee, nigga. Look at that nigga. Damn, I got a freestyle off the top. I ain't going to lie. Since Hitman, I've been kind of chilling. I ain't make nothing new. But let me see. I said, listen, you could call my phone. Just hit my line if you want to call it war. Just had dinner at Red Lobster. Now I'm freestyling on the phone inside the corner store. The Arabic's looking at me like, nigga, you got to hurry up and buy. Let a nigga run up on me while I'm in the store. He better hurry up and try or he going to hurry up and die. I told him what this big cannon do. Young cannon too. I'll make that young cannon blast at you. I blast him too. Split you in half and there'll be half at you. I'm moving through the game, nigga. You can find me on Ever Avenue. Okay, let me step it up for a minute, right? If that cannon fire, I dot your face, make you scream yikes. I guess that's Danny Myers. I put this gun inside your mouth. I probably let this tech body get it, hit the roof and chip your tooth. That's Prez Mafia, new gun on me, right? Let's say it's tall, or let's say it's like 5'4", but it go across your wide jaw and have you rapping slow for the rest of your life. I turn you Ty Law. Let's get it confused. I fuck with these Proving Ground niggas, but don't run up on the vet because I shoot around, nigga. Shout out to Verb. Gave me the battle of my life because I said, put your girl behind your son like it's nighttime. That was the bar of the night. I fucked it up, but I ain't fuck it up that night. You know it's right. I try to tell your girl, marry your brother. She get the pipe. I'm just trying to live my life. I ain't trying to be a bitter, nigga. I'm only freestyling because I got to salute all my Twitter niggas, but let me tell you something. Your baby moms will get bagged them all. I shoot through your Facebook. Look, I mean, I'm trying to tag her walls. Let's get it all confused. I'm trying to tell these niggas I'm the dude. I'm ravishing. And ask these niggas, I've been a little rude. Okay, WrestleMania, you went down, right? I see I got another faker. Shout out to Brock Lesnar. He just took down The Undertaker, but you don't want to go to war with a nigga like me. I mean, your girl, probably with the V-neck on or probably the white tee. I heard Danny Myers killed it. He lucky I'm freestyle, nigga. But you gotta pay me for what I do. That's a freestyle, nigga. Let's get it off you. I'm trying to tell you I'm an angry man. The coupe on the coupe buggy died. The front of my coupe looking like angry fan. Put the glasses on. I've been a savage. I'm a vegetarian. Get carrots and I'm spinning cabbage. Look at my man standing on the side of me like this nigga lavish. Tell these other niggas they could get it, man. Don't get embarrassed. Tell all these Proving Ground niggas they can step and ring with the vet. I put the silencer to their head. I start ringing their neck. If I was on UFF, niggas would ban me. They can't stand me. Tell Rex to get in the ring. Yes, I'm talking to Randy. I'm tired of all these niggas talking about me and they wearing some panties. Tell these niggas I could carry cane on the strip like I'm Sandy. Wait a minute, I'm fucking up. Tell them that they luck us up. What's up with lucking up? Tell Lux I fuck them up. Beloved, tell them tuck it. All these niggas in the game don't want to shoot it. I aim at this bucket. These niggas must be talking stupid, huh? I try to tell these niggas in the game that I'm for real. Tell your girl, my, she on this Johnny Gill. Let her feel. Probably pulling up in the new Coupe de Ville. I'm on the block with my Crip niggas making sure Snoop can chill. On my blood, you know they keeping the thug. You'll get a slug. Only thing at a funeral with some flowers and plus a hug. Tell these niggas in the game I be slinging. I'm selling drugs. Tell these niggas I'm like Mike with that one mic. It's love. I'm just trying to tell these niggas I can get it. If that's your baby moms, let her know that I can hit it. Probably Mr. Marcus style. Probably would have fitted when you walk up in the house in your face like I did it. What's up, nigga? I'm in the truck, nigga. Probably in that plush, nigga. Plus the truck bigger, and I'm sitting getting plush figures. Goddamn, I'm the man, and this a freestyle. But let me finish this interview in the meanwhile. That's all off the top, though. I don't know what I said. Y'all gonna have to play back.
Damn.
I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said.
You an old school nigga. You actually freestyle. Niggas do not be freestyling no more, man. That's all fun.
Oh, nah, niggas be pump faking with they freestyling, man. Oh, yeah. Like I just killed, shout out to my boy Sammy Wild Hunters. He looked like me, too. So I just killed him in a freestyle, too. Me and DNA bodied him in a freestyle. You know, that's my nigga, though. But I really, you know, you can catch me on Charlie Clips TV doing some freestyles off the top. Like, this is what I do, man. A lot of my stuff in the ring be freestyle just as well. I swear to God, a lot of people think, oh, no, you had to make that. I say, nah, man, it's moments. You just got to catch your moments. A lot of shit I do be freestyle. But, you know, I fuck with y'all, so I had to give y'all something. But this is what I'm going to do, though, right? I'm going to tell Danny Myers probably in, like, 2 weeks. I got to get ready for Tay-Rock, too. But, like, in 2 weeks, I'm going to make, like, a 24-bar joint. I want him to call up, and I'm going to call up. And we just spit the verses that we got. I want to go out with him. I heard he did crazy.
Ooh.
I heard he went crazy on here. I heard
we
he
can set
crazy.
That up, Clips. We can set that up. That's not a problem. We would set that up.
We're going to set
what
it
we
up.
Do, right? Hey, three letter. You got my number, right? Angry Fan, you can take my number, too. You got my number. You can hit my phone. Me and Danny pick a date. That means on that date, I mean, y'all pick a date. On that date, we have to call up. Like, we can pump fake. So even if a nigga ain't got a rhyme, he got to make one at 12 in the morning all the way to 8, and we got to call up, and we got to spit it. And whoever else y'all feel is crazy, that you know, I know y'all got a lot of freestyles on here. Whoever else y'all feel is crazy, call them in. Everybody spit a 24, 32. I'm with it. I give niggas some bars for real.
My nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
it is right there. We got to hook that up right there.
Yeah, let's hook that
Yo,
up.
We gonna set
sport,
that up.
Man.
We're gonna set that up. We're setting that
yeah,
up.
Let's do that, man. Y'all know I fuck with y'all, man. Like I told you, you know, it's all love, man. I love the fans, man. I love what y'all doing, man. Y'all working, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all hip hop, man. And I'm all for it. So we can set that up ASAP whenever y'all ready.
My nigga Clips, man. Shout out to you, my nigga.
Blue Clips.
Yeah.
Yo, Clips, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Nah, no problem, man. Hey, listen, I want to shout out all the fans. My bad for calling up late. I had something I had to take care of, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people wanted to speak to me. I know the phones was tied up, meaning everybody tuning in. Shout out to all y'all. I will be on Angry Fan again probably next week, the week after, once the Hitman battle drops, so we really could discuss it, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
And
yeah,
we
got
what's
you.
Up. So, all right, so bet, let's do it again, man. Shout out to Angry Fan Movements, Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan, you know, the group on Facebook. Shout out to all y'all, Timbo, Three Letter Man, Angry Fan. Salute to y'all once again. All love, my niggas.
You already got
a little clip.
All right, bet.
All
right. Yo.
Yo,
you know
that's
some niggas you,
right there.
What? You know some niggas that you meet?
That
you know some niggas that you meet and talk to? And you can hear the genuineness in their voice and shit, man? Like, they sound like a genuine dude?
Yeah.
That's what I get from Clips, man. He's a genuine, good dude, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just for radio either, in person. When
yeah.
You meet this dude, he's chopping up with you for hours about that. Right?
Yeah. Clips seems like just a good dude, man. Wow.
Yo, Danny Myers, I know you listening, man. You heard it.
Yeah, Danny, you know you listening. Yo, that only on Angry Fan Radio, man. I'm telling you, man. You got to get that popping right there.
Only here. We're going to set this up. I know you guys want to hear that, man. Come on.
Son, that would be crazy, I think. That would be fucking crazy.
Wild Bar Fest.
Wild Bar Fest, Myers and Clips. That's going to be...
Angry Fan Radio family happened right here. No, I'm playing. But, yeah, we don't have
this battle up. Oh, man. That's what it is, old man.
Salute to Clips, man. Salute to Clips.
Any battles dropping this week? When is Daylight and 40 Bars drop? I want to see that, man.
I think it drops Friday, I thought.
Drop Friday, though? Well, that's what's up. I can't wait to see that.
Don't quote me. I believe I've seen that.
I think it's the 8th, though, isn't it? April 8th?
Well, nah, today's the 8th.
If I'm correct, when I saw, because you know when they did the blogs, they had each date which video was coming out, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, I thought it was
I
could be wrong. I thought they said it was a Friday on the 11th, I thought.
I could be wrong, but I know that's the next battle, though, right, Caps?
Yeah.
That's the next battle, so yeah.
You know what, yo? I could be bugging out. Do you actually watch the trailer when they be showing, you know, with the beat playing, they show all the different girls and shit?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, that trailer is fire, B.
It is.
I don't know if it's just me. Like, I dead ass seriously be watching the trailer. Like, the way they hooked that shit up is crazy, man. I don't know who did that shit. Shout out to fucking Tom Big, too, man. That's the effort. Shout out to Tom Big.
Are you talking about Queen of the Ring, though?
Yeah, the Queen of the Ring for this series right here.
Yeah.
Whoever did that trailer, that shit is hard, B.
I love their ring, man. I like how the setup they have for Queen of the Ring, man. That shit looks so ill in that gym, man, compared to where they was in Queen.
I like it a lot.
They get to move around and shit. They ain't just up in each other's face and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wonder if that shit would change the battle if URL did that shit. Or any league, if the male league, where they wasn't just standing straight like that.
Good question, though.
Yo, we got to sign off. You guys know we got Ill Will this Wednesday from 8 to 10. We got Rum Nitty on the show on Friday from 8 to 10. Also, everybody tune in. Call up early. You guys already know now, man. These calls, this list and shit, it fills up quick. Follow all of us on Twitter at TopBattleRap, at AngryFan007, at 311. Caps has dropped new blog, YouTube.com/AngryFan007, the official YouTube page for the show as well, YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio. Fellas.
Yo, fuck with me, man. It's your boy, AngryFan007, man. Shout out to the whole AngryFan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E. Hey. Who raised you niggas?
You all ready? Salute to everybody, man. Catch you Wednesday.
All right.